was to defeat death as Satan and give us the promise of new resurrection life that we can experience. Aside from preaching the gospel, if all the things that this gospel would necessarily have to do, there's nothing more important to Jesus than his death and resurrection and what they will accomplish. His priority is the redemption for us. That's number one. The forgiveness of sins. That's number one for him. And that's everything else. He told us to cross so that we would have justification. Through cross, we would have new life and happiness. His death was about reconciling us to God. His death was about forgiveness. His death was about calling us justified so that we could cry out, Abba, Father, as sons of God. This is why Jesus died. Himself prioritized his second resurrection as a brother greater than anything else. So we, so the point today is that being a disciple of Jesus, who Jesus' death and resurrection, our greatest priority, is nothing greater. This passage is used as a way to present the story of his ministry. knows that nothing to offer him, nothing to give him in return. If you are not at all, even though you don't want to be, you will be great. Jesus gave us an offer, a parable in Luke chapter 14, that he said, the wedding feast was sitting at the honorable places. He said, now he told a parable to those who were invited, and he knows it, how great. Invited you both will come see you. Give your place to this person. And you will begin to receive. Take the lowest place. And when you are invited, you will take the lowest place. So when your host comes and they say, new friend, move up higher. Yes, you have to be home in the presence of all the people of you. So everyone, enjoy the spirit. For everyone who exalts himself, one who does it, James echoes this further in James chapter 2, he talks about why strong is so favoritism. My brothers, show no partiality if you hold the faith in the work of our Lord Jesus Christ before the Lord. For the silver and the gold, the divine gold that comes into your assembly, the form of his body, the first of all, the company, the city, the country, the one who wears the body, the city, the city, the city, the city, thank you. problem for, the true problem for, he goes for three reasons why he's doing this. First, you're not problem for one person to be the wise nation. We're not going to be able to speak evil of your pastor. If he's doing this incredible thing in my nation, he can also likewise will say wonderful things about him. And so we make exceptions of those who appear to be doing something wonderful, but we don't believe in stuff in the law in Matthew chapter 7, verse 6 on the mount. Jesus talks about those on any money books that never put in. Essentially, what he's saying is don't stop them because the rule is the true book. Don't stop them doing something wonderful by name. This is another reason. Thank you. God as a living sacrifice of the salt, offered on the altar in service of pain. Thank you.